If you're in debt, you need to spend as much as you can realistically afford to pay that debt off. Don't tell yourself that you'll need only $10 a week spending money when you've been blowing $100. Because once you spend that 11th dollar, you'll decide you've already blown your budget and might as well go all the way. It's a slippery slope. And don't cut into your savings allotment to pay your debts either. Make savings a habit. Never back away from a good habit. Once you're out of debt, divide the money you were using to pay it off between your savings and your general household and entertainment expenses. You want to cultivate the habit of increasing your savings whenever your income rises, but you should also give yourself some immediate reward for doing your job. You will probably find that circumstances arise that your budget did not allow for. There may be a health emergency, a new baby on the way, a parent who needs help. Don't let this throw you. By developing and sticking to your budget, you've increased your habit of self-discipline. You've also learned to make your money serve your purpose. You did it before, and you can do it again. Habits are an important part of budgeting your time and money. They are important to every principle in the science of personal achievement. They are, in fact, the keys to all personal achievement. The next chapter will teach you to select and control your habits on the basis of cosmic law. Chapter 17. You are where you are and what you are because of your established habits. The aim of this book has been to force you to examine those habits and teach you ways to change them. To do this, you need to understand and apply a universal principle I call cosmic habit force. Cosmic habit force is the law which makes every living creature, every particle of matter, subject to the influence of its environment. It can work for you or against you. The choice is yours. Using natural forces. The grandest example of cosmic habit force is the operation of the heavens. Stars and planets move with clock-like precision. They don't collide. They don't suddenly veer off course, at least not without some major change in the forces at work, like a supernova or a black hole, which are themselves just another example of matter behaving according to established patterns. A complex system of gravity and inertia, attraction and repulsion, keeps things moving so precisely that for millennia, human beings have been able to predict the position of the stars and planets, the timing of eclipses, and the regularity of meteor showers. Sunflowers don't grow from turnip seeds. Giraffes don't give birth to tadpoles. Clouds don't release milk. Everything does that which is its nature to do. All this is a reflection of universal order, which makes so much of the physical operation of the world understandable. Certainly, we are still working to understand more than we already do, but science is based on the faith that there is a universal order. All actions and reactions are fixed on the basis of this order. In the science of personal achievement, you seek to take control of this order by taking control of your habits. You recognize that your thoughts and actions will become as much a part of your nature as Pluto's orbit is a part of its nature. If your habits are positive, the seeds that they plant will be too. But you have to realize that cosmic habit force always operates. If your habits are negative, their results will also be negative. This is why you must take control of your habits through self-discipline. Habits become a part of your nature by repetition. If you create thought habits by repeating certain ideas in your mind, cosmic habit force will take over those patterns of thought, make them more or less permanent, depending on your intensity of repetition and practice, and put them to work. The same thing will happen with physical habits. If you follow the same route to and from work every day, you make that route a habit. You probably aren't even aware that it is a habit until you need to alter your route to go to a store or visit a friend. If you aren't paying attention when you start your trip, you will probably find yourself missing the turn or forgetting your task altogether. This is an example of why you need to be aware of and in control of all your habits.